I don't think that Raleigh should be sort of meddling in these local elections. Now, in 2011, Buncombe County's commission was changed by my predecessor, and while the results, the ends have turned out reasonably well, the means I don't think was appropriate. You had somebody who put forth this bill and was one of a three-member delegation. The other two disagreed with it, but he was able to get it passed. And so I think that kind of unilateral move or that kind of overreach is not good for local governance. And we've seen a trend toward that. And I think that, you know what, it's okay for the state to say, hey, we need to look at the way these elections are being handled. We need to look at the way these things are structured. But then I think it's up to the people who are being directly affected to decide whether or not they want to make those changes. So if the delegation from Greensboro says, we want to change what's going on in Greensboro, I think they have a right to do that. But I think that the people who live in Greensboro should then be able to vote on, yes, we want to do that, or no, we don't. The state legislature has a tremendous amount of power in terms of they draw the congressional districts, they draw the state house and the state senate districts, and it's sort of like we're not happy with how we've been able to stack the deck, just like the Democrats stacked the deck for decades prior. So we're going to keep moving down the road, and we're going to try and change the way that the districts are run for city council, for county commission, and I think that is. You're stifling some voices when you do that.
Mm-hmm. Well, in the last election, I think it was, and I don't remember the exact numbers, I think there are maybe 11 congressional delegates, something like that, and 8 of them are Republicans, despite the fact that more Democrats voted in the last election. And if these districts had been in place, the News and Observer was reporting that 30,000 more Democrats voted in Wake County, but the new board that they drew, which would have 9 members, would be 5 Republicans with 4 Democrats. That doesn't seem representative of the voting populace.
Right. It gets back to the gerrymandering aspects. You know, I'd like to, and I supported legislation that would do a nonpartisan redistricting. I think that's the best way to do it. You know, the Democrats were very good at drawing the lines to favor them for, again, decades. And the Republicans have proven to be better than the Democrats were. And I think that both were wrong when they were doing it. I said that I would support a nonpartisan redistricting before I was elected. I said, you know, even if I win, which means that my district favors me, I will support a nonpartisan redistricting because I think that is what's right.